Wave to the microphone, Chris. Wave to the microphone. Let's go, everyone. First guest today. I just blew the speaker out of the water. First guest today. I've been talking about it for like a month now. I'm very hyped. There's no need to stall anymore. Christopher Ober is in the house. Mr. Ober Raid himself. How are you,
Chris? I am so good right now. I'm so happy. So I already like messed up here because I'm so happy to be here, but you're in my home.
Yeah, I know. It's the studio is not my studio. It's a little different, which is why whenever I yelled, normally I know my distance from my mic, but I kind of leaned into yours for some reason. I don't know why, because we have the same microphone. I just wasn't prepared for it. But, you know, it is what it is. I need to address something real fast here, Chris.
Bring it.
The Lions are the king of the North.
And indeed they are.
For the first time in 30 years, I was 2 the last time they did this. I don't remember that, obviously. So this was a big moment in my life. I may or may not have cried.
You know, I'm so happy for you.
It's just, it's incredible.
I'm genuinely, genuinely happy for you. Because with that said, I share a, like, not Pittsburgh team passion and love with you,
mm-hmm.
except I'm on the polar opposite this year, where my backup team, the Carolina Panthers, we'll leave that there.
Yeah. Well, I listen, Bryce Young looked really good this past weekend. He may have lost, but he still looked good. You know, Bryce Hodge, right?
30 points. 30 points yeah. Winner. We'll say that's a positive.
He doesn't have a lot of help out there, and he had really poor coaching, so maybe next year he'll look a little better. Bright sides.
We'll hope. Let's bring it back to the Lions.
He needs himself a Dan Campbell, who whenever he came in, I was on the nervous side because, you know, he gave that speech where he's like, yeah, you're going to knock us down, and we're going to get up and bite your kneecap, and then you're going to have to hit us twice, we're going to get up and we're going to bite your another kneecap, and then you're going to have to hit us 3 times, and then we're going to get up and we're just going to like punch you in the face or something. And I'm like, I remembered his Dolphins tenure, and I was like, oh, God, what is this? But now I would run through a fucking wall for that man. I love MCDC so much, and here we are. First place. I just want to win one playoff game. Like, if we don't make it further than that, it's still, like, a successful season
absolutely.
For me. And, like, at some point in my life, I made the decision to be a Lions fan because I love self-torture. I'm getting stabbed later. Like, I'm down here. Like, the reason I'm at Mr. Ober's house is because, like, I'm getting a tattoo 5 miles away after we're done recording 2 podcasts today. It's a busy day for me.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm very into self-torture, apparently. But no, what happened was one day I watch the Steelers whenever I go into football because we live here in Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. And I would notice, I got into football whenever the Lions were 0-16. Dan Campbell was on that team, fun fact.
Oof.
And I would notice whenever they were on the ticker at the bottom, because like whenever you get into a sport late, you don't necessarily just root for your home team. Like that is kind of the default right away, but like you can kind of pick your team, which is cool. You're not just born into it.
Mm-hmm.
So getting into football late, like I found myself getting more excited whenever the Lions won as opposed to whenever the Steelers won.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So it was just kind of a natural fanship, which is something cool. But at the same time, it fucking sucks because I picked like the worst team to
you
root for.
The losingest team.
Outside of the Browns, I picked the worst team. So, you know. And, well, I mean, the Browns are having a good season.
I was about
season
to say,
too.
Well, how about that little a little fun fact I saw on Instagram that, like, for the first time since whatever, I don't remember the year, but like the Lions
or some
and
shit.
The Browns are winning teams.
Who would have thought the corpse of Joe Flacco would come save the Browns?
You know, I'm so happy for that storyline. I don't know why. Like
I just love all the Joe Flacco is elite memes, and now he's back here. I'm like, maybe he is
just slinging it again.
Maybe he is
just slinging it. It's almost like who was it, like Kurt Warner, who was like the grocery store bagger or someone. Yeah, it's like basically Flacco, which is a grocery store bagger. He's just back in the game. Like, all right, let's sling it.
He was on his couch, like eating some Doritos or some shit. Gets a phone call and he's like, yeah, I guess. Comes back and just fucking slinks it everywhere. Like, good for him.
No one wrote this up.
I'm also sitting on my couch. If any NFL team wants to give me a call, I'm pretty sure I can hit a few players for screens.
Yeah, I was about to say. I mean, I'm Mr. Darren Sproles here. Like, someone wants to call me up, I can move pretty fast. Yeah. I'm good.
I'm quicker than I am fast. If you want to like surprise somebody for one play, then they'll realize I have one move, and I'll die the next play. But it's fine. Serious question: if you were a QB in the NFL, do you think in four quarters with, we'll say like the 49ers, they probably have the best weapons, right? Mm-hmm. Do you think that you could get 100 yards passing?
Yes.
Yeah, I also think that.
You dump it off to C-Mac and let him go.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that's it.
Yeah. So, I think I'd draw the limit at 150 yards. I think that's a little much for me because they're going to figure out that I'm just going to go C-Mac every play. Yep. But, like, I think I could get 100 yards in four quarters.
Dump it to C-Mac, dump it to Ayuk on the next play. Like, you got to switch it up, maybe. Yeah. Like, maybe we switched up the target.
Little Debo Samuel.
Yeah.
Some George Kittle.
Exactly.
And you know what? I'm fairly confident that I can throw a football 10 yards down the field, too.
As me as well.
Yeah. I might shit myself a couple times whenever the defensive line comes at me, but it's fine.
I don't want to get squished.
Please don't kill me. The 49ers, that's the worst division I could have picked, too, because of Aaron Donald. What division has a weak defensive line?
yeah, I would. I have faith in us.
I think we could. Absolutely. Yeah. But you know what? You could pay me a lot less than NFL quarterback, so... And I'd be happy because it'd be more than what I'm making now.
I'm down. I'll sign the contract.
Yeah. So we got one more thing to address. It's Christmas week. Mm-hmm. So what do we hate about Christmas? What do we love about Christmas? And if a tree falls in the wood, does it make a sound? That comment should sound familiar to you for some reason.
You know what? I was gonna play decoy and act like I don't know where those came from, but it sounds familiar.
Yeah. No, it doesn't need to be.
Did I anticipate coming on the next episode to answer my own questions? Absolutely not, but we're gonna roll with it.
Yeah, no. So this is why we're doing my podcast first, because it's very unprofessional. And then we're gonna go to yours and we're gonna be like shell shocked, like trying to keep it together. So my least favorite thing about Christmas, I'll get it out of the way, is that I work every Christmas because everybody wants Christmas off, and I'm like, do I want to do family time? Sorry if you listen to this, family, but I don't think any of them do. Do I want to do family time, or do I want to get paid?
Supportive family, yeah, not listening. Yeah.
It's just that they're technologically impaired.
That's what.
And I'm not going to help them pull up my podcast and hear me say fuck a billion times, you know. But I want to get paid, but like, within the first 5 minutes of work this past... I take care of mentally challenged people, for those who don't know. Within the first 5 minutes of work, I got told, and this is a direct quote.
Oh, God.
Cocksucker, I will murder you straight to hell. And I was just like, yeah, Merry Christmas to you too, bud.
Creative.
So, you want to hit your least favorite thing first?
So, I think that I put this on myself every year, but... it's the shopping.
Yeah, last minute. It's
the last minute shopping. Yeah. I do it to myself every single year, and Abby hates me for it and makes fun of me for it. But, yeah, I think it's just the shopping.
I started doing something cool this year where I do all my shopping online, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, but then I can't find everything online, and I'm like, okay, well, I guess I have to brave the crowds. And
yeah, if I can't find something, you're just not getting it.
I had something set for store pickup on Christmas Eve. Mm-hmm. I will never step foot out of my house on Christmas Eve ever again after this experience. I never did it in the past. This was the one time. And again, I wasn't like shopping in the public. Like, I meant to go and just pick something up. But still, navigating these roads, especially the North Hills and McKnight Road.
Yeah.
Like, navigating these roads on Christmas Eve. And then to top it off, they fucked up my order. So I didn't get my Christmas present for the first
time. Ooh.
So that it was a beautiful Christmas Eve.
I bet.
Yeah. So yeah. So yeah. Just genuinely shopping last minute, and I'm gonna add that to it is the people.
Yeah. No. Christmas Eve was like one of my 4 days off this month. So And now I'm starting a 4-day weekend, and I'm starting it with a doubleheader podcast and getting stabbed.
Let's go.
I do hate how Christmas feels a lot more corporate now, as opposed to, like, when we were younger, it kind of felt magical.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, now it's just, like, everybody's just taking advantage and, like, Christmas, let's sell this shit. Mm-hmm. You need to buy shit for your family.
Because we're paying attention to it now.
And, like, we're all, well, the thing is, like, everybody's poor.
Yep.
And, like, as a kid, as a teenager, even, like, late, or early 20s, late, I don't know why I'm saying late. you just think, like, you don't realize the concept of money.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, you grow up and it just sucks.
Oh, I have none.
Yeah, no, I cannot afford what I'm doing today. But, you know, I picked up a very expensive habit, but as soon as I'm done with the sleeve, like, I think I'm done getting tattoos, unless, like, I get a buddy tattoo, you know, like, me and my friends. I'm not saying a significant other, because that's way too risky. But if me and my best friend, who I've been best friends with for, like, 15 years now, maybe longer... me, him, and his wife always talk about getting, like, matching tattoos. Talk about getting the fucking Powderpuff Girls.
Love it. Absolutely.
I won't say where, so use your imagination. But,
look,
like...
I got bubbles on my ass!
Blossom for me. But I just think, like, if you have a friendship like that that's lasted for so long, like, you and Abby been together forever, that's fine. But, like, that's cool. But, like, if I dated somebody and it's only been, like, 2 years, like, yeah, fuck that.
Too risky.
What do I love most about Christmas? It's a good fucking question, because it doesn't snow anymore.
Yeah, nope. No white Christmases anymore.
You know what? It's the music. I absolutely love Christmas music. Not to cut off what you're going to say, but, like...
No, you're good.
If we don't keep this moving, you and I, the way we talk, we'll be here for fucking, like, 3 hours.
Good bet.
And we have shit to do today. Yep. Like, I'd have a 4-hour window, but we gotta dedicate 2 to mine, 2 to yours. You know what I mean?
doing this gig, I've come to realize how quickly the time moves away from you, and then you're like, oh wait, I have like 3 other talking points to hit, and I'm already an hour and a half in.
I'm sure people are like happy today though, because it's not just my voice going on this huge rant. Like we get a break of a happy voice. Like I just sound so fucking angry all the time, and Chris over here is just like, he sounds so joyous, and it's just a good contrast, you know.
But that's what makes your podcast though. It's called Shrek Attack.
Yeah,
like, we're
yeah.
not here for Shrek bubbles and happiness.
Yeah,
like, it's fine. It matches the theme of the genre.
Whenever you think about the theme, I should be getting Buttercup, but Blossom was always my favorite. So, but another option was Pokemon, where I would get Squirtle. But you know, it's just kind of like I do love Christmas music. I've always said if I do finally settle down with somebody, it'd have to be somebody with like a bubbly personality to like balance out how fucking angry I am all the time. Yeah. I'm not angry. Like I'm a rather chill person. For people who know me in person, but like I do kind of lean towards the negative side of things, and that's just like an adopted trait I've gotten over the years. I'm trying to stray away from it. I've started meditation, but yeah, I feel like if I find somebody bubbly, the bubbly Christmas music kind of brightens this time of year for me. It'd be cool if it snowed again, but actually that would suck for this drive, but it'd be cool if it snowed again. For those of you who don't know, I traveled an hour to Chris. But,
For the record, I didn't make him do that. I even offered to come to Catan.
I was bullied. I was straight bullied. It's my narrative I'm sticking out. He did offer to come to Catan. Maybe someday. I'm sure this won't be the only time we're on each other's podcast. Yeah.
Absolutely.
If you ever want to see the slums of Catan that I live in, like, yeah.
I worked out there, so it's fine. I can manage it.
Cool.
Now for me,
yeah, what's your
favorite
part?
I love? Well, I think it's kind of a cop-out answer.
All right.
But the movies.
Shocker.
However, I can't remember if I mentioned this in any of my last episodes and whatnot, but I was not always the Christmas movie lover. That's the thing.
I do believe you said that on your Christmas list podcast. Exactly. Check it out wherever you get podcasts, Overrated.
I wasn't always like, I never really watched a lot of the Christmas movies, all the big iconic ones, Polar Express, Christmas Story, all of them, blah, 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 blah. I never like watched all of them growing up. Like, I literally watched Jingle All the Way and Eight Crazy Nights.
Mm-hmm. That was it. I mean, Eight Crazy Nights, if I were to make a top five, it would be on it.
It's goated. It's so been goated.
So I listened to Davey's song on the way here. DJ X played it on Spotify. I was going to listen to the Clinically Average podcast because I am quite behind on it. Sorry, boys. But we are going to, in a few minutes, transition to the main topic. If we've done 15 minutes of this and we haven't got to the main topic, we're going to transition to our Spotify Wraps because this is going to be the last episode of the year. So what better way than to wrap it up? And a big reason why we are talking about music is because I have to talk about movies on his podcast. I'm not good with movies, and I'm not. So we got to hit a medium here that I can talk about, you know? But we do have one last question we need to cover.
Let's hit it.
If a tree falls in the woods, does it make a sound?
I'm still laughing about this because I literally sent this in. And I'm like, oh yeah, this will be fun to hear. And oh, I have to answer it. I have to fucking answer it.
Short answer, yes. Long answer, I don't have that much time to dive into science.
I will replicate your answer because yes, obviously it makes a sound. However, I cannot explain the logic on how it makes a sound.
I would have to do like a full research paper someday. And you know what? If I ever don't have a topic, maybe I will cover this in a future episode. But like, I just feel like that's something where I'm going to have to like list sources, like go into full research paper mode and just read my paper to you guys. All fucking 50 pages of it because I'm in depth.
I love it.
So as I was saying, since we got that quick question out of the way.
Hell yeah.
I don't know movies well. And for me to come up with a top five, with spoilers is what we're doing for his, if you listen to list first. For me to come up with a top five movie list for next year that I'm excited for took a lot because I think I've watched 3 movies this year, maybe.
I opened up the field that you could throw the TV shows in there, too. Like, listen, it was there, but
I was going to go that far, but whenever I was looking through the list of movies coming out in 2024, I came up with 7 that I would watch.
Yeah.
And at that point, I felt like I didn't need to open the can of worms of TV shows or anime. And I don't need to, like, outweeb your listeners. Because that's what I'll do.
It's all good. Well, it's fine. No worries. I'm
not going to spoil our list. You have to go listen to Overrated for that. So here we're going to talk about each of our top 5 songs first, and then we're going to talk about our top 5 artists, mm-hmm. and maybe explain a little bit into why these are our top 5, if we know, or if it's just something that, like in my case, I know DJ X loves throwing on the same songs over and over again. But they are, in my defense, they are good songs. I very often do, whenever they come on, are like, yeah, I should listen to this again. Mm-hmm. So you want me to open this up? Or,
yeah, all right, cool. Let's do it.
So for my number 5 song, it's Apocalypse by Cigarettes After Sex. Mm-hmm. And Cigarettes After Sex is one of those bands that they're really calm and relaxing. I think you'll see a theme, mm-hmm. for my artist and songs. Since I'm such a ranty, angsty person who plays way too much Madden, my fucking blood pressure is out the roof all the time. So I
gotta bring it down. Yeah, I gotta bring it down somehow.
And Cigarettes After Sex, especially like Apocalypse and another song that we'll hear later, you won't hear it. That's too much editing.
That's too much work.
That's too much editing.
I had that thought too. I'm like, yeah. Oh, we could. No.
No. No. But if, because the listeners got to do a little bit of work. If you go to your preferred music streaming platform and type in what we are saying, it's Apocalypse by Cigarettes After Sex. That's my number 5 song. It's very relaxing, and that's just kind of why it's my number 5 song.
I was really excited about your top 5 when I saw Cigarettes After Sex on here because I don't regularly listen to them. But I believe, if I remember right, Erica introduced them to me. And I did listen to them for a time, but it's like one of those bands. I don't know how it happens, but it's one of those bands that kind of just fall off your list and you don't like listen to them. I might have two songs in my Spotify, but listening to them now because of your list, I'm like, oh yeah, I remember why I listened to these guys. Yeah, I mean, like they're just a whole vibe. I enjoy it.
Cigarettes After Sex. There was this girl I was talking to, who like just knew what kind of music I listened to because we were talking about music at the time. And we knew each other from like school, and she was my sister's friend. And we talked to each other for a hot week. But in that hot week, she introduced me to Cigarettes After Sex, which is about the only positive thing I can say.
At least this came out of it.
Yeah. The day we were supposed to like meet up and hang out, she kind of backed out and pulled one of those like, I know you're too good for me things. And I was like, okay, I guess. And, you know, I don't, whatever. Yeah. You know? I'm one of those people where, like, if you make me chase you, I'm not going to. Sorry.
I don't want to run.
Yeah. So she brought me Cigarettes After Sex, and that's the one positive thing I can say about her.
We'll take it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll take it.
So, hit on yours.
Okay. Well, I want to preface this whole thing with my list makes me laugh because of how basic sounding my music is, but we'll get to that in a bit. My number five song is Leave Before You Love Me by the Jonas Brothers.
If I already love you, do I have to leave?
Don't leave me.
Okay.
Yeah. No, so I'm a big fan of the Jonas Brothers. I listened to them a lot whenever I was younger. And then getting with my girlfriend, who is a avid Joe Bro fangirl.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely heightened the interest in the Jonas Brothers.
I follow her on Twitter.
Yeah.
I know her music taste.
Yeah, there you go. It's not hard to know her favorite music.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
But this song alone is my all time favorite. I don't know why it's a mashup with Marshmello also. So it's got that like EDM background to it as well, and then the soothing, loving voices of the Jonas Brothers. So
my favorite Joe Bro song is 3000.
Yes,
yeah. Just because it's classic
banger.
Yeah, whenever I watched Disney Channel all the time, it was on like every
quote-unquote commercial break. They got something good, they're going to pound it into you.
Also, like, these small costs that I'm doing aren't getting edited out, so suffer. Anything else you want to say about...
No, that's about it. It's just my favorite Joe Bro song. So.
Yeah, so, all right, we'll move on to my... my number four, normally during my solo cues, we'll call them, I hit pause every fucking mess up, and I just go back, and I'm like, whoop, that never happened. You get the unfiltered mess today.
This is true wrong.
I'm going to go back and listen through this and just make sure there's no, like, random explosions in the background you take care of. But I'm shocked we haven't had a cat here yet.
I was about to say, I feel like you might have cursed it.
I might have cursed it. It's fine. So my number four is Hot Mess by Doty. And that was just kind of like her new song at the end of last year. And
it rode the wave into 2020.
It rode the wave. Mm-hmm. It was very heavily featured in January, February, March, every month. And I'm shocked it's as low as number four. Whenever I got my Wrapped list this year, I thought it was going to be so much different. The one song I thought was going to be number one didn't even make my top five.
Wow.
So, like, I was just, I blew myself away this year in like a weird way. But, like, no, Hot Mess is probably still my current favorite Doty song. It's just like, if you like whimsical, like, airy, indie girl, sad girl music, like, this song is 100% for you. It might be my current favorite song.
There you go.
Yep. And it's my number four most listened to, not even my number one.
It's all right. Who knows how the algorithms work? So it's fine.
DJ X determines my top five.
Yeah, I will have to admit to you, I didn't listen to just about everything that we have today, at least on your side of things. But I did go through, like, what, the top, like, five songs on Doty's most, like, played. And, like, they're solid.
Yeah.
They're solid. Which I'll save probably the... Wait, are we going to be talking? Yeah, wait. So I'll save the, like, meat of talking about Doty later on.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
Like, she is definitely the definition of, like, indie sound.
Yeah.
You know?
So, I mean, I did the same thing with you. I went through your artists. I didn't go through your songs.
Yeah.
But I'm familiar with your next song.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Number four. All caps.
Maybe it's number three.
That's what I was about to say. I'm like, I know what you're talking about, but
I can't read.
It's okay. It's fine.
In my defense, your number four is beside your number three and not beside your number four.
Thank you. Thank you, Word document of outlining. Okay, so yeah, number four, all caps. Number four, all caps for me, featuring John the Ghost, who is the lead singer of The Maine. Some may know or may not know. And by my newest favorite band, Weathers.
Actually, I did listen to this because it's on their top five.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly. Yeah, they're just a really lively, exciting band to listen to. And I saw them earlier this year live when we were covering a show, and just fell in love with them. They're so good. So yeah, this song is definitely among one of my favorites. Obviously, number four. But yeah, I'll go for that.
Yeah. Like I said before we started this podcast. I got into your top five, and like that's one of the ones that I never heard. Like I never like it didn't process in my brain. Like who's this band?
Mm-hmm.
And then I went on and I listened to a couple of their songs, and it's a band that DJ X plays for me all the time. And I just don't like. I'm just like, this is a good song, but very often I don't pull up my phone and be like, who is this?
Because you're always like driving or doing something, you know, so you can't really exactly just go
exactly.
And like, oh, let me add this. Like, I have that issue all the
time. And that's why I'm so far behind on like podcasts right now, because for me, like, driving is music time. Mm-hmm. Because like, I know this is hard to believe, but I pay attention to the road and things going on around me. So whenever I listen to a podcast, I want to listen to the podcast. So that's normally my walking material, but like, it's winter.
Yeah, I get you.
Yeah.
I get you.
So, I'm caught up on yours.
Dangerous conditions out there.
Yeah, I'm caught up on yours because, well, dude, the amount of people who have cut me off and, like, somebody swerved today on my way here to miss a pothole. And in turn of swerving, if I was not paying attention, they would have just straight on head-to-head me. Like, just...
Because, you know, causing a car crash. Closer,
yeah.
Causing a car crash is not as bad as just running over a pothole.
Yeah. I was... And that's why, like, I'm not saying that I would have not been paying attention if I was listening to the podcast, but, like, I would have been more focused on the podcast than if I was just mindlessly listening to music.
Yeah.
So that's why I prefer music while I'm driving.
Yeah, get that.
But, like, yeah, whenever I work out, podcast. Whenever I'm walking or something, podcast. It's just, so I'll be caught up. I'm caught up on you.
Oh, I appreciate you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Caught up with yours as well.
It really helps that you don't release weekly.
Yeah. I do not have the time for that, man. I could not pump out weekly.
Yeah, I release weekly, but like I also try to keep them half hour or shorter.
Yeah.
Mine
are so erratic.
I understand whenever I had my like hour plus long QB list, why it was lower. Plus I released on Thanksgiving Day, so anyway, we'll get to my number three, which is K. That's the title. Okay. Also by Cigarettes After Sex. Also just one of those like very relaxing songs. It's kind of
I'm sorry, I'm already laughing because I just thought how we're gonna go from your relaxing K to mine. Your relaxing K number three to my number three.
To your number three, which is just chaos.
Sorry.
It's chaos.
Continue Cigarettes.
So yeah, Cigarettes After Sex. It's super relaxing. It's kind of about like a hookup. With a girl named Crystal. So whenever people see the letter K, they think, you know, angry reply.
Mm-hmm.
But no, it's just short for Crystal. So very, very cool, very chill, calm.
I love this one.
Yeah, it's...
Between the two Cigarettes songs, like, this one was the vibe.
Yeah.
I loved when I played this one.
These two are my top Cigarettes After Sex songs by far. Which is kind of a bummer that DJ X played Bubblegum and not one of these two on my way up here, but Bubblegum's also good. But, yeah, so, K.
That's
my number three.
Okay.
into your chaos. Let's go.
Let's go with chaos. So my number three is The Rumbling by Sim, which is the Attack on Titan theme song.
Yes, yes it is.
Let me do some explanations here. Mm-hmm. So, the reason why this easily crept into my number three.
Because it's a fucking banger.
That is among one of them. Banger of a song.
Yeah.
I will never skip this song, because it's just so damn good.
No, I won't either.
And for the, what was it, I think I went, I consistently went to the gym for like 6 or 7 months straight this year.
Good for you.
Every single time that I was finishing up a workout, this was the song that I played. Like, if I had to finish a session, this song got me through
this last set. Good song.
Oh, it's just, man, I will throw weights during this song.
Throw everything.
I will just yeet everything in the gym.
This song comes on now, we gotta ride. We just gotta wreck this entire room. Yep. That's how it works.
That's how this goes. So.
It's absolute bang. I need to finish out the final season.
Me too.
Yeah.
Except it's been so long, because I didn't even watch the, like, season, I think it's season 6 or whatever it is, but I didn't watch the finale, part 1, part 2, mm-hmm. among the extended finale of however they did this strategically, whatever.
What I gotta do is go back to the beginning of the season.
Exactly what I'm gonna go through again. Exactly what I want to go to the beginning of the show. Dude. And just watch it all again.
It might be coming.
Yep.
It might be coming after I'm done with Farron.
Farron?
I don't know how you say it.
But I'm finishing up the newest Demon Slayer season. And so that's what I want to go and finish that up. And then
I'm on season 2 of Demon Slayer. I've done this. I've opened a can of worms where I'm watching way too many shows right now. Because I'm watching like 4 animes and Schitt's Creek. And I have the new season of Letterkenny to watch too.
Oh, no.
But at least whenever I sit down and do that, like, I'll just power through at once. Mm-hmm. That's why I haven't got to it yet, because it's going to be 2 to 3 hours of just sitting there, Letterkenny.
Yep. Got to binge it. But, yeah, that's my number three, Rumbling. Rage mode song it is.
Yep. So we move on to my number two. And so far we've hit, like, you know, relaxing, whimsical... You know, mellow indie music, and this song is just the fucking opposite. Like, this is, we're gonna go fucking party. You guys, this is good vibes only. You guys are all my best friends, and this is the fucking best song ever. That's the title.
Yeah.
That's the title. Fucking Best Song Ever by Dot Wallpaper. I don't know if you had a chance to give this one.
I did.
I listened, but yeah, this is a party song.
I did listen to this one, and this is the one that I most anticipated wanted to talk to you about, because this one didn't work for me, man. I listened to this. Now, it's catchy, it's fun, I get it, like, I get the passion for this, but I'm just so beyond this party song style shit, like, it's just, this one didn't work for me.
I think the reason I listened to it so much is because back whenever I was in high school, LMFAO was,
like, I was gonna say the same thing.
My favorite
I was gonna
group,
say the same
and
thing.
And it gave me such LMFAO vibes that I just kind of stuck with it all year.
That was literally on the tip of my tongue what I was about to say. This gave me, like, circa 2010 vibes of, like, the Shots and Party Rock Anthem and everything. So, like, again, there's a past me that vibes with this. Yeah. But, like, I'm just so beyond this type of song. Like, no.
Check my Spanish. He speaks Spanish in the song. And he says, Mamacita, te necesito. Soy brio, that's all the words I know. And then some other dude comes in and says, check my Spanish. And for those of you who don't speak Spanish, that means, you know, like mama, or like in Spanish, it's very typical to call a female that you're interested in mama. So it says, mama, I need you, I'm drunk. Yep. That is somehow my number two song.
That's it.
Lovejoy didn't make my top five. I thought Call Me What You Want would make, like, my number one song because I listened to it so fucking much this year. But no, a song that says, mama, I need you, I'm drunk, made my number two.
Like I said, that's why I'm like, Shrek, we gotta talk about this one.
I hit a party phase. I don't... No, I didn't. I'm too old to party.
Our bones can't handle it. It's okay. It's okay. I still love you. It's
thanks.
Fine.
Yeah, if you were at a party though and this song came on, you'd get hyped.
It's a vibe. If I was blackout drunk, yeah, probably. Just fuck it, I'm vibing.
I'm sure it takes me like 5 drinks now because I rarely drink to blackout. So we'll find out New Year's.
Yep, there you go.
Maybe not. I don't think I'm getting too. I work the next day, so I'm probably not getting too wasted. Let's go to your number two.
My number two. So we're going to bring it back to my new favorite band, Weathers, with their song, Where Do I Sign? This one is getting more into, I mean, all their songs are pretty lyrically themed and such. So this is just another one that's also a banger, but B, lyrically, I don't want to call it genius, but it's just something. I can't put my tongue on it exactly, but it's just... It's a good mix of lyrics and also just being a good vibe, so.
Yeah. Good vibes, lyrics, not genius, but genius. So, yeah, no, Weathers is a good band, absolutely. The song that comes on most for me with them is Happy Pills.
Yeah.
Which I think whenever I went to their page was their top song. Yep. So yeah, that's like an accident showing that down my throat. Uh-huh. So. But it is a very good song.
Yeah, I think when I went to see them, that was their finale song.
It makes sense.
It's their biggest one.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to my number one.
Big number one songs.
Big number one songs. Don't Think Twice by Hikaru Utada. And if you don't know, this is the Kingdom Hearts 3 theme song.
I was wondering which one it was.
So this is the number 3 theme song. And it's my top listen because I started getting a Kingdom Hearts sleeve this year, as I've mentioned on previous podcasts. So every time I'm on my way to get a tattoo, after the tattoo, I looked at my tattoo. I listened to this, Simple and Clean, and Sanctuary, by the same person.
Hell yeah.
So I'm shocked that those two aren't if you go to my top 100, like in my top 20.
Of course.
But this was the one, since it's the newest, the most fresh, it's the one I listen to the most.
This song, I don't know, I mean, it's all by they're all by the same artist, so I mean, it makes sense. But as soon as I listened to it, because obviously I did not know this song prior to this conversation and this list, I played this song, and just all these songs always just scream the Kingdom Hearts style. Like, I listen to it, I'm like, oh, this is just magical, and I just want to frolic through a field of flowers. Like,
I picked up a pair of socks today, because I'm going to get, you know, my next part, my Kingdom Hearts tattoo. Uh-huh. And I was like, oh, these are my Kingdom Hearts socks. And then I just kind of picked them up, didn't think of anything, walked to my couch to sit down because I'm old now and I can't just stand up and put on socks. And whenever I went to sit down, I was like, oh no, they are my Nightmare Before Christmas socks. That's not Kingdom Hearts. And I was like, wait, there is a Nightmare Before Christmas world. These are Kingdom Hearts socks.
There you go. There you go. Boom. It all makes sense. Yeah. It's fine.
Yeah.
But it is a great song. I will agree with you. It's a great song. I can understand why it's at number one, even barring any of the background story to it all. Yeah. So
for the overrated number one song.
Number one song. So this one just comes out of complete left field, because it came out of complete left field for me whenever I saw my raft. My number one is Heaven by Niall Horan.
Yeah.
Mr. former One Direction.
Okay.
Definitely my favorite member of the band.
Fair.
As you can tell, because he's my number one song, but I didn't realize how many times I listened to this song until rap came out. I'm like, oh, I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, the same thing like I said, I was expecting Call Me What You Want by Lovejoy to be my number one, because I had the point in my summer where that was just on repeat.
Yeah.
And I was like, there's no way this is not my number one song, and then I got like slapped over the face by Don't Think Twice, and I was like, I mean, it's a good song. I probably listened to it a lot, but like, I thought the song I listened to a lot would be there.
Yeah, that's about the same with this, because I know when he released this song, I was like super hyped about the song. I believe it was his first solo song from the album, you know, like the pre-release to the album. And then the album came out, and I just listened to the album religiously because I love the album. So I guess the mixture of it all, I just continued to listen and listen and listen, and then as I got off the hype of the new album, you know, that new album hype, whenever you actually enjoy an album and it comes out,
right,
I started just listening to all my music, but I kept sprinkling Heaven in there, I guess, so. Makes sense then.
yeah, makes sense. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you, since he's not on your top 5 artists, I haven't listened to the song,
yeah.
But, you know, it's... It is what it is. We've made it through the songs. We are 40 minutes in. This is going to be my longest podcast yet.
No, it'll be fine.
It'll be fine.
We'll be good.
Nah, it's going to be great, though, because it's two voices instead of just mine. All right, so we need to move on into, since we marked our time limit, we need to move on to our top artist now, which I talked about this before we started. I wanted to go with artist second because I felt they hold more weight than just a song. Mm-hmm. Like, if you really, really like a song, very often you want to go to the artist and you're like, yeah, this is the artist I want to check out.
Oh, yeah.
So, I started first for music. Do you want to start first for the artist?
Sure. So, similar to my number five songs, it's number five, the Jonas Brothers. I don't know. I don't think I have to expand too much more than what I did whenever I listed off Leave Before You Love Me. I'm just real big fan of them. Their latest albums have just been fire. All the albums.
They have been good, yes.
Yeah, so let's...
Whenever a Joe Bros song comes on my list and I do happen to look down and see it's Joe Bros, mm-hmm. I'm very often like, wow.
Right?
Wow.
Right?
Same thing happens with Harry Styles.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but it's just been... Their career has just been fascinating because, like, you go from the child stars that they were, mm-hmm. take a little hiatus that they did, and then come back as these grown adults, and you still got that whole fan base following. Yeah, you pick up some new fans, and look, they're fucking rock stars. Yeah. So,
same vibe for me, similar to my number five song. We have Cigarettes After Sex at number five for me. Mm-hmm. And it's also one of those things where, like, I'm shocked they weren't higher.
Yeah.
Because this is the band I listen to calm down. 100%. If I am angsty, that is a word. If I am like stressed or something, like Cigarettes After Sex comes on, I just listen to them until I'm mellow, and then very often I take a nap.
I love it.
Whenever I want to smoke a cigar, I'm not a cigarette smoker, but I am a cigar smoker. Mm-hmm. Very often, Cigarettes After Sex gets a good portion of that cigar.
It's a mood. Like,
it's just a mood. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, and then like I said, this episode and this list has inspired me to go back and listen to them because I do enjoy them. It's just someone that's fell out of my rotation.
They're very good.
Yeah.
So we're taking a swerve here, huh?
Yeah, we're going to take a little swerve here. So, my number four, which was similar to what I mentioned about Weathers, is a little-known band, quite possibly.
Yeah. I've heard of them.
Pierce the Veil at number four. I saw them also earlier this year, and this concert literally just reinvigorated my love for them.
Yeah.
Because...
You crowd surf?
No.
Mosh?
No, not me. No. But yeah, no, like it just revived my love for them. I listened to them when I was a young, angsty, angry teenager, and here we are as a grown ass adult. And then went to go see them again. I'm like, damn, these guys still rip.
I did listen to this band a lot as, you know, a teenager. Whenever I was going through that, it's not just a phase, Mom. It's not just a phase. And you know what? Whenever they do come on, my Spotify, like DJX, will play them. We'll play God, I forget what, Emergency Contact.
Mm, yeah.
They play that song off a lot for me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, they still fucking got it, mm-hmm. and I still just want to go swing my arms around.
Yep.
I don't want to mosh anymore because I'm old and fragile, but I'd pick up Chris and throw him into the crowd surfing area.
I'll go flying. But yeah, no, that's what I mentioned is like, similar to Jonas Brothers, I mean, not really, but similar style of like, growing with their time.
Yeah.
Their recent album, Jaws of Life, is just like a grown version mm-hmm. of them, and it's just as good as almost any of their old stuff. So, like, yeah, I'm just...
Yeah, the lyrics have... I mean, lyrics of... I don't know if you want to call them screamo or, mm-hmm. or what, but lyrics of screamo are normally deeper than you expect.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, you listen to their old stuff, and you listen to their new stuff, and, like, it's just so much deeper.
Yeah.
So much more meaning behind the words.
And that's often what draws me to a lot of artists is just seeing and hearing what their lyrics are, what they're singing, and that's typically the hook for me.
Yeah. So this next one's a little bit of a swerve for me as well, because a lot of my bands I listen to are not like well known, So, like, I can't reveal the rest of mine, but they are people you probably never heard of. And then Cigarettes After Sex, there's a good chance you didn't hear of them either, you know?
Probably the bigger in the list, maybe,
yeah, but still, like an Cigarettes indie. After Sex is probably the biggest indie music I listen to very often.
Then you go to my list, and I'm all basic bitch, so you'd assume that this would be in mine, but...
Yeah. So...
She's in there somewhere. She's number seven, but... Yeah.
So Taylor Swift is my number four.
My girl.
And I'm not upset about it, but I do need to put down why she's so high.
Okay.
Because I will listen to Taylor Swift. I have no shame. I was a closet Swiftie, and then I got called out on it this year, and now I'm just full out of the closet. I'm a Swiftie.
Own it.
But I still I prefer my indie songs to her well-known songs. The reason Taylor Swift is so high is because my best friend's wife doesn't like my music. So we find common ground at Taylor Swift. So anytime I'm with them and we're in the car and I'm playing DJ, it's just Taylor Swift. All right? Because she hates all my other music.
That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah.
But again... You own the status, because I own it. I've owned it for a long time.
I have the limited edition album, the big record of 1989 Taylor's version.
Yes.
So
yes.
I'm not ashamed of it.
Love it.
It's just that's the reason she's so high, because there would be more indie stuff up here. And I'd rather... Everybody knows who Taylor Swift is. I'd rather give a shout out to these indie bands. Taylor Swift guy now. She's dating Travis Kelce, so
she doesn't need our
she doesn't need my 10 listeners to go listen to her. All right. Also, you guys have been pumping up the numbers, so thank you. Let's go to your number three.
Pump those numbers up. All right, my number three. So a nice pairing along with Taylor Swift. So we're gonna go roll to my number three with my man Ed Sheeran.
I do love me some Ed Sheeran.
Oh, I love my man Ed Sheeran. I'm more so of a big Ed Sheeran fan than I am of Taylor. But yeah, Ed's my
man. I can't agree with that.
Ed's my man. I've loved him ever since his Plus album.
Mm-hmm.
And similar to what I've said before, he's very lyrical. And what I love about him is he writes music from the perspective of a man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you typically put any other male pop star and it's all just same carbon copy radio edit bullshit,
yeah.
You know, whereas I mean, sure, a lot you could debate that his newer stuff is kind of carbon copy bullshit, but still what got me into him from the beginning was his lyrics.
Well, to be fair, he's probably running out of math signs to use for album.
Yeah, games, I'm curious what's coming next, because he just finished out with Subtraction, which was his most personal and intimate.
Does he have plus, subtraction, does he have
divide multiply, yep.
What, square root?
I guess.
We gotta hit the square root?
It's just parenthesis sign.
Cubed. just a three in the upper right.
We'll see what he got next with his mathematics book.
Ed, buddy. Ed, my personal friend. I got you here. Call your next album Cubed. And just put a small three in the upper right-hand corner of your
CD. That's genius.
Yeah.
That's genius.
That's free marketing. That's free marketing for you, friend. Oh, man. All right, so...
Eddie at number three.
Eddie at number three. My number three is somebody that you may have heard of, you may not have heard of. If you are a slut, you definitely know her. Because she prides herself on, bringing out everybody's sluttiness, and that's Kim Petras.
You lost me.
Kim Petras, and I tell you right now, the reason she is in my top five, my number three, is because of the album Slut Pop.
Okay.
And it's just, if you ever listen to the Millionaires in the day, she is the new Millionaires. She's just proud of being a slut.
Okay.
She's also transgender, so she's proud of that too.
Gotcha.
So,
yeah, I don't recognize the name. I don't know anything. So,
yeah. she'll turn
can't,
you.
Can't piggyback on anything for you.
She'll turn you into a slut, Chris. That's all you need to know. I found out about her because Malibu, her song Malibu, was in Rocket League,
mm-hmm.
and it was an absolute banger. So all I went and listened to her. My best friend went and was like, "Hey, I need you to check out this album because I know you love the Millionaires and I think you'll really like this." And it's called Slut Pop. Whenever you want to have a good laugh, just go give that a listen.
Okay.
So yeah, we don't need to say more about that. It's slutty music. It's slutty music.
Bringing out your slut side. I get it. It's fine. No worries. All right. Well, my I guess that leads us to my number two. Number two, my a band that I dearly love, but also very influenced by Abby once again because it is her all-time favorite band enough mm-hmm. that it's tattooed on her.
Yeah.
5 Seconds of Summer. I honestly don't even know where to begin with them because, again, you'll see the trend here that it's always lyrics and just good instrumental music and such, and that's the embodiment of these guys.
They are very good.
They're fucking phenomenal.
I had a phase where I listened to a lot of 5 Seconds of Summer, a lot of like Boys Like Girls and mm-hmm. stuff like that, so I definitely had a phase where I listened to them a lot.
Yeah.
And then I ended up going more sad girl indie music
yeah.
for some reason.
Yeah.
As opposed to like sad boy indie music.
Yeah. Five Sauce is kind of similar again to how I listened to the Jonas Brothers. Like I listened to their old stuff, like a couple singles when I was younger. And I listened to them frequently when I was younger, mm-hmm. but then kind of fell off for a while. Not they fell off, but I just didn't listen to them for a while. Got with Abby. Start listening to the music that she listens to. I'm like, oh wait, these guys fucking slap. So
they do. They are very good. They are.
Yeah, they are. They've dropped, I think, 3 albums during Abby's and my relationship, and every single album is just so damn good. Yeah. So seen them 2 or 3 times in concert.
I'm shocked it's only 2 or 3.
Yeah, I know, right? Well, we do travel for them too. So
yeah. I'm shocked it's only 2 or 3.
Yeah. Gotta pump those numbers up too.
Pump them numbers up. Them rookie numbers. So my number two is Faith Richards. And very, I don't even, like, it's kind of sad girl, but it's more of a romantic sad girl mm-hmm. style where she has songs about being conflicted about her lovers and her lover choices. And I found Faith Richards. Oh, man. All right. So, it's well known I play adult visual novels. And Faith Richards' song Blue was in one of my favorite adult visual novels called Leap of Faith. It's not my absolute favorite, but if I were to recommend somebody a starting adult visual novel, like, if you... Like, it's Chris, if you're sitting here judging me for playing these... Mm-hmm. And I wanted to tell you why I play them, and I tried to explain it's for the story, it's not for the porn. I'm going to recommend to you Leap of Faith, because the story is so deep that you will probably cry. Mm-hmm. And I'm not even kidding. I cried. I have no shame.
Hey, I believe you.
I absolutely cried.
No shame here.
So, this was like the big song pushed throughout Leap of Faith, which I'm kind of shocked because he had to reach out to all the artists. He got in a lot of trouble for the music he had in there because apparently a lot of artists don't want their songs in porn games. So,
oh, what a thunk!
I know. But Faith Richards was cool. Let him keep it. Nice. And it has opened me up to her world, and she does not have a song that I do not like. Mm. Like, I love all her music.
There you go. Okay. Yeah, this unfortunately lands on another deaf ears because I'm like, I don't know anything about her.
Yeah. So if I were to recommend an adult visual novel to you, Chris, it's Leap of Faith. And then you'll get good music like Faith Richards.
Okay, well, I'll take it. It's fine.
So time for the big boy
here. Big number ones. Okay.
I wonder if anybody saw these two coming.
I know. As if they weren't plastered all over our top 5 songs.
I know.
My number one, again, my new favorite band, Weathers. There's nothing else to say. We already talked about...
We went through, like, we said so much about Weathers to the point where, like, I didn't know who they were, but I've listened to them a good amount.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, these guys are just, they're unskippable for me now. They're unskippable. They sold me on their live performance, and now the rest is history. So... Yeah, if you guys want a solid, like, pop punk, just good rock, new age rock, I don't want to say rock, and then people think, oh, classic rock, like, no, just new age pop pop punk, pop rock type music, then Weathers is for you.
Yeah, yeah. And my number one artist is Justin Bieber. I'm kidding.
Wrong!
I was like, who can I go with that's popular and seems like somebody... I actually do enjoy Justin Bieber.
Oh, yeah, but, me too, absolutely.
I was like, who can I go with that's popular and seems like something I would not listen to based off what I've said so far?
I was about to say, mine's the basic bitch one, so that should have been mine.
So, it's Doty. She has been in my top five very often at number one for at least the past 4 years.
Yep.
Last year she did fall to number two, but to give you an idea of how like well she has transitioned to me, I don't remember who my number one was last year, and they definitely are not in my top five. I have no clue who my number, like, it's just, I'm drawing a blank. I couldn't tell you. And it kind of shocks me that it was somebody other than Doty, because, like, I listen to her so much. Mm-hmm. It's just, it's what, like, I have this theme of relaxing music. Like, I want to listen to music that relaxes me. I'm not, like, I'm not a hyperactive guy. I don't bring a lot of energy to the party, despite what you hear here. this podcast is very not typical of me.
Release your inner demons.
So... And Chris can confirm this. I'm a very laid-back dude. I want to just chill and vibe all the time.
Can confirm.
And Doty is one of those artists, along with, like, Cigarettes After Sex. Faith Richards' music is very relaxing as well. Kim Petras is not relaxing.
Hikaru.
Yeah.
All of her...
Hikaru.
All of her...
all her music is relaxing. The fucking best song ever. So
leave that in the past.
I mean, I put it in my like songs, but like I don't listen to my like songs too often because I let DJ X just control my life now. I have a very consistent theme of songs that just kind of vibe out, mellow, relax me, and that's why I love Doty. And if you like whimsical, like an airy voice, like very like Chris said, if you were to look up the definition of indie, it's probably Doty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was one thing I thought of whenever I did listen to her, like, five most listened to songs, was that I don't remember which songs it was, but I mean, it's probably all of them, but I could literally just cut and paste these songs into an indie movie, and it matches. Like, you could throw this in, like, a 500 Days of Summer movie, or some indie flick with this, that stuff.
What are her top songs? Probably, like, She, Monster, In the Middle.
Mm-hmm. In the Middle sounds familiar.
Yeah, but, I'd have to look real quick to see her top songs, because, like, I'm deep into her music at this point. Love to Keep Me Warm. That's a new one. I have to listen to that. She, Would You Be So Kind? Yeah, that's a classic. Sick of Losing Soulmates and Monster.
Yeah.
Yeah, Love to Keep Me Warm. That's a pretty new one. Apparently, in my light. I probably marked it to listen to it.
Right. You never did. Well, that's going to change.
That's going to change in about 2 hours, maybe three.
Well, yeah, no, she's a whole vibe. And then, again, her music, I can just hear it in an indie movie. So, yeah, she's good. I like her.
Yeah, yeah. Speaking of indie movie, we probably won't be talking about too many of those. I don't know your list too well. I don't know movies too well. But if you want, go over to Overrated. And, you know, I'm just going to let Chris plug his own podcast.
Well, yes, it's the Overrated podcast, where you can find on Spotify or Apple Music or wherever you get your Spotify's, get your podcasts at. Wherever you get your Spotify's, you can't tell it. That's my focus.
Where I drive my stuff to.
But yes, the Overrated podcast, everywhere that you can basically find podcasts, talk about movies primarily, but eventually just kind of umbrella everything entertainment. But yeah, this has been a nice little passion project for me for a very long time, and just recently switched over to the podcast format, which I've been enjoying thoroughly. So yeah, come take a listen over at Spotify.
He also has a blog and some social medias at Overrated.
It's a little bit shoddy there, because there is a at Overrated on Twitter,
mm-hmm.
and it's not me. It's like a geologist.
Hmm.
and it kind of pisses me off. But that's a rant for another episode. And then there is apparently the Oberrated podcast, actual title, the Oberrated podcast on Spotify. Not me. It is a family that talks about family life or something of the sort. And I'm like, why the fuck did you take Oberrated? Like, what the hell is that?
That's very weird.
So unfortunately, I'm a little bit scattered in regards to what my handles are. I've tried to make most of my handles what's Oberrated. Because it's just kind of like a corny hook. Like, hey, what is Oberrated? So most places you can find me, just look, search up what's Oberrated. If you do just search up Oberrated, I'm probably going to pop up. Besides Google, because if you Google Oberrated, they're going to think, did you mean overrated? No, we meant Oberrated, Google. So
Jarek, my best friend works for Google.
fix my algorithm.
Damn it, Jarek. Yeah, my social medias are at The Real B Shrek still. However, there is now a Facebook page. Hey. If you look up Shrek Attack on Facebook, you can give me a like, give me a little bit of that dopamine, serotonins.
Hell yeah.
And I am going to work on Twitter, Instagram, maybe TikTok. We'll see.
Maybe.
If I ever get video, maybe. but TikTok's one of those things where my boomer brain just doesn't want it for some reason. Like, Chris and I grew up through the Vine days, yep. So...
R.I.P.
Yeah, so we'll probably stick to like Reels or something that are basic and on Instagram and Facebook. I'm one of those people where I see all the cool TikToks 2 weeks later. Okay,
I was about to say, unfortunately, I am on TikTok, so you're gonna have, I'm gonna have to divide you here.
Breaking my heart.
I gotta keep current, man.
Alright, so after you're done with this, click over to the Oberrated podcast if you haven't already listened to it, because I'm going to be there. So,
indeed.
I mean, you gotta listen to it, right?
Yeah, you got to.
If you're here, you might as well be there.
You got to.
And if you're there, you might as well be here. And anything else you want to say?
Nope, that's about it. Thanks for having me on here. I've been excited to jump on this for a while. Yeah. We've been talking ever since we started putting these out, and even before then, we talked about this for a long time.
I always say, thank you everybody for listening. And I'm having a blast with this, but this was by far the most fun episode I've done. By far, yeah. Easily, the most fun episode I've done.
Super fun. I love this.
So, Chris, do you want to do the honors?
What's the honors?
The honors, the final line?
I got nothing.
The final line?
I'm not the improv
king. What have we talked about all the whole day? What do I say after every podcast?
Play the fucking music?
Hey!
Yeah,